When we get back, it'll be better than that.
Such wishful thinking. 11:30 came and went, and it was clear senators had no interest in cutting votes short for a free dinner. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
And we have some news this morning about the man you just heard. Senate Minority Leader Harry Reid has announced that he will not seek another term in the Senate in 2016, so he will be done with late-night dinners and late-night votes in a little less than 2 years. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.
Support comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on their upcoming auction of 201 acres in Douglas County, Illinois, is at murraywiseassociates.com or at 217-398-6400.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The Commerce Department today says that U.S. economic growth slowed in the fourth quarter. The overall economy, as measured by the gross domestic product, grew at an annual rate of 2.2% in the October-December period. The economy had surged at a 5% rate in the third quarter. The final look at fourth quarter GDP found consumer spending was stronger than previously estimated, but business restocking was weaker. The International Grains Council yesterday lowered its forecast on global corn. Corn output was forecast to fall to 941 million tons, down from 990 million in the prior year. Global corn consumption was projected to fall in 2015-16 to 961 million tons from 974 million tons last year. Corn stocks at the end of 15-16 were projected to fall 171 million tons, down from 191 million tons a year earlier. The White House is announcing a 5-year plan to fight the threat posed by antibiotic-resistant germs. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention estimates that drug-resistant bacteria cause 23,000 deaths and 2 million illnesses each year in the U.S. Antibiotic resistance also threatens animal health, agriculture, and the economy. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 17,588, is down 8 points. The NASDAQ, 4318, up 7. The S&P 500, 2047, down 3/4 of a point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
A relatively active weather pattern is expected to get underway next week across parts of the Midwest that will raise some question as to whether or not there will be much in the way of early season fieldwork taking place in the lower parts of the Midwest. Most of the region is going to see a high frequency of small weather disturbances moving through the region that will disrupt the opportunity to get into some of the field. The precipitation may not be heavy, but its mere presence and milder temperatures will be around as well will be a bit of a deterrent for some fieldwork across parts of the region, and there will be times when it will be greater precipitation than at others. Down further to the south, in portions of the lower Mississippi River Basin and parts of the Tennessee River Basin, and for that matter, even in portions of the interior southeastern states, we are going to see some improvement to the spring planting outlook after recent rains that have set back field work in many locations. So go forward through the weekend and into next week, we will see progress made in some of those areas. Soil temperatures across the Midwest are still a bit on the chilly side, and until that changes, we will also have a more reason to stay out of the fields than going into them for a while, because there's no big warm-up slated for the region for a while. We are going to encounter a little bit of precipitation, though, and most of that which comes on here for the first few days, the forecast are certainly not going to be very impressive. The majority of the Midwest will still see a generally quiet weather pattern through the weekend, but after that, things may change a bit. Our first disturbance is going to be impacting affecting the region will be a weak little disturbance that will come behind the cold air mass that we're dealing with here today. Temperatures across the Midwest this morning are a bit nippier than they've been in some of the upper Midwest, where teens, even some upper single-digit readings have been reported in the upper Mississippi River Basin and parts of the Red River Basin of the north. Most other temperatures across the Midwest this morning fell into the 20s and some 30s near the Ohio River Basin, and we'll see those temperatures at least 10 degrees cooler as we go forward through the weekend. Lowest temperatures tomorrow morning will probably be in the teens and 20s in quite a few locations across the region. Most of those teens, though, will be in the north half of the Midwest, possibly getting down into parts of southern Indiana and parts of southern Ohio. Some single-digit readings will occur across portions of Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota, and that will likely be as far south as that takes place. Sunday morning, we'll see frost and freezes again occurring all the way down into the Tennessee River Basin and portions of the Carolinas, northern Georgia, and some of this will be a little bit later than usual, but not likely to be problematic because of the cool bias we've had here in recent weeks. The wheat crop is not far enough advanced to be seriously hurt from the cold weather, but most of the Midwest chill will likely further reduce some of the soil temperatures across the region, adding more reason for us to not necessarily be into the fields quite so quickly in early April as many would like to have occur. The temperatures will start to warm up a little bit as we move into next week. The lowest temperatures during the middle part of next week will be 30s and 40s in the north and 40s and 50s in the south. Our afternoon highs will get a little bit warmer as time moves along as well, but today and tomorrow we'll be looking at highs only in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest, certainly to the east of the Missouri River. Areas to the west will be heating up. In fact, most of hard red winter wheat country will see 70 and 80 degree highs tomorrow afternoon, and we'll see 60s and 70s for the duration of the weekend and into next week. The highest temperatures in the Midwest will probably take place Monday into Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, and that time we'll see 50s and 60s across the northern parts of the region, while some of the southern areas will see 60s and lower 70s. So there is hope for warming across the region, but precipitation will be increasing, as I stated before. We'll have a storm system moving into the region as we go through Sunday into Monday. It'll be a quick-moving frontal boundary, and then another system will likely come into the region as we get into mid to late week next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat, 5.45 1/4, up 2 1/4. Soft May, 5.01 3/4, up 2.5. May corn, 3.90, down 1 1/4. July, 3.98, down 1 1/4. December, 4.13 1/2, down 1 1/4. May soybeans, 9.70, down 4.5. July, 9.74 1/4, down 4.5. November, 9.50 3/4, down 4.5. May soybean meal, 3.20 1/8, down 1.60. May soybean oil, 30.84, down 33. April live cattle, 162.02 1/2. And they're up 35, now up 30. April feeders, 218.20, up 97.5. And April lean hogs, 61.15, they're up 17.5. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, I don't know if we want to go this far or not, but the technical action this week, if you want to call it foreshadowing of what might happen on Tuesday, it's sort of making a bullish argument for corn and a bearish argument for beans.
Yeah, I would say that's probably a good analysis, Dave. I think that's we're kind of in a situation here where the market is a little bit leery about taking too big of a, you know, putting too big of a bet on before the report comes out, and the fear probably is on the soybeans that you come out with a big acreage number. The concern as far as getting too short from the corn standpoint is probably that you come out with some numbers a little bit lower than what people expect. So we were talking earlier, I think the stocks, we don't want to forget that the stocks come out as well on Tuesday, and I think that may actually end up being the factor that gives us a more direction immediately after the report than than the acres do for the long, let's say immediately after report, but maybe for the longer term.
Do you think this appearance in corn might be a little stronger than anticipated?
I tend to think that. Looking at basis levels and you know, some of these numbers that you're seeing, especially in some of the southwest markets and some of the river markets, I think that certainly tells us that maybe corn isn't as easy to come by, but maybe it's just because the farmer's still holding the corn, too. That's the other thing that it could be.
So we have to expect that the report might be violent. It is one of the most violent in terms of volatility that happens throughout the year. What should producers be doing today to prepare for that?
Well, I think that you have some offers in there on new corn above the market, you know, up in that 15 to 18 cents higher than where we're currently at on the cash market. If you want to make some new crop sales on corn, I think that you definitely should be looking at having your uninsured bushels covered going into the report on both corn and beans. I think that's a good idea, especially on corn at the levels we're at. Beans, it's a little bit more difficult because we're not quite up to real attractive levels there. But you can get some short-term coverage on in the soybean market, looking at some near, you know, short-dated option type strategies.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace: May corn 389.5 down 1 3/4. July 397.5 down 1 3/4. December 413 down 1 3/4. May beans 970.25 down 4.5. Now 4 even. July 974.25 down 4.5. November 951.5 down now 51.25, and they are down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It is now 9:01 Central Time.